You know, on Sunday nights when Brother Sam calls on me, I always kind of think about, you know, Laura's going to probably have to get a repeat and hear what I talked about and tried to preach on this morning. And, well, Sister Sarah went with us this morning to church, so I guess now she knows how it is. I guess growing up a preacher's kid, she's used to it. But, you know, I thought, I was sitting up here and I was like, maybe I'll talk about baptism, and it just went back and kept going back to what I preached on this morning. And the more that it was mentioned on different ones were mentioned for prayer requests, it took me back more and more to what I tried to preach on this morning over in Isaiah 40. It's one of my favorite chapters in all the Bible. And it's going to give us, and I'm not going to take much time from Brother Sam, but it's going to give us something on the last few verses that, Lord willing, I want to look at. But Isaiah 40, you know, it starts out here. It starts out talking about the comfort of the Lord's people. It goes down into talking about the word of God being sure and not wavering, not going anywhere, and it being a bedrock. And then it goes into the greatness of God. And it talks about how great God is and that there's no comparing God, and he doesn't share his glory with anyone or with anything. And it tells us right there in verse 25, to whom then will you liken me, or who shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. He wants us to make sure we understand, to keep it in perspective of how great the God is that we're here to serve tonight.
Amen.
That it is not a God that needs our help. It's not a God that set up a plan that said, I can go part way for you and you go the rest of the way. He's not a God that set something up that said, I've got a great plan, I just can't execute it all the way. He's the God that said, I don't need anything from you. This is what I want. This is how it's going to be done. And then he declared it is finished. That's the God that we're here to serve tonight. Put that in perspective with what the world has us to think. The Christian world out there would want you to think that God is a God that could only set up a plan that could only go so far. And then he says, look, I need the rest of you. I need your part in it to help me out to finish it. What God do you want to serve? The one that takes care of it all? He declared before the foundation of the world, these are the ones I love. These are the ones I choose. These are my people. And then his son said, I'll go take care of their debt because they can't do anything on their own. When we understand that, and we can hold on to that truth, you can go out there in the world and face it so much easier. Knowing what we are by nature, just knowing that we are sinners by nature and that we have nothing good on our own makes it to where you can face things out in the world that much easier. Now, it doesn't always make sense how that makes me be able to face it, but you can always put it in perspective. Well, you know what he is? He's a sinner like me. You can look out there in the world and you can see what's going on and you know that they're sinners just like you and I. No matter what we've got going on in here, one thing's for sure, we are all sinners and we've all come short of the glory of God. We know that to be true. So when you get to the end of Isaiah 40, he's going to sit there and he's going to tell them this, everything that was mentioned in the prayer requests. There was death. There was death of so many young people. It seems like younger ones, not older ones that had lived a whole life and had just age had gotten them. Younger ones had lost their lives. Things had happened. Life had been heavy. It's been hard. And now their caregivers, their loved ones, they have to go through it. So life weighs down on you. It's not easy out there. And he says in verse 28, he said, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He wants us to know, he's laying the groundwork to know who it is that we're looking to. The one that was there before the foundation of the world. The one that doesn't need our help. The one that his understanding, he knows it all. He doesn't know just up until a point. He knows it all. Amen. He puts it in perspective. He says, make sure that when you know that you bow our heads to say a prayer, how many times do we bow our heads and we pray? And maybe in my mind sometimes I have a little caveat of, well, if you can do it or if you can't. It's God I'm talking with. It's not if you can do it. It's God. He can do all things. There's nothing. He created it. He spoke it into existence. That's who we're praying to. It might seem like it's a big thing to us here. Whatever it is that we're fighting, whatever it is we're going up against, no matter what heartache we're going through, it might seem like it's impossible. And how can it be handled? How can it be tackled? We have to stop and remember who it is that we're praying to. The one who spoke it into existence. The one who chose us before the foundation of the world. The one that has no beginning and has no end. The one that says there's no searching to his understanding because he knows all things before it takes place. He doesn't have to wait to see what you're going to do for you to be able to say, okay, you've done well so you can come into my family. He didn't do that. He doesn't need any of that. He knows all things.
Amen.
So he's laying the groundwork. He says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. He says, I know there's going to be times when you're tired, when you're beat down, when life has got you run ragged. The battle that you're in, whatever you're facing, is hard. It's running you down. He says, I will give you strength. We need the strength to come from him. We want his strength to come from him because we know that God has a strength that is perfect. 2 Corinthians tells us that, he says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. When we let go of whatever we're holding on to that we think we can battle this world with, his strength becomes complete in us. We get it. It's those times when you've gone through everything you've gone through, and when you've battled it and you fought it and it feels like it's weighing down on you, all of a sudden you feel like, oh, I can stand up and it's light. All of a sudden the Lord, his strength is there and everything that we're up against is nothing. Why? Because we keep it in perspective. To us, it's everything. To us, it's a weight that we cannot bear. But to God, it's nothing. He measured the waters in his hand. He spoke life into existence. He's greater than everything. He says that he knows how much dust is on the earth. He knows these things. He's got it. He says that's the strength that we're leaning on. That's the strength that we're going to. So when life keeps coming at us, and it's harder and harder, no matter what it is, I don't know what your battle is. You don't know what my battle is. We don't know. We know what some of these battles are that these families are going through. The ones that are fighting disease. The ones that have lost loved ones. We know what they're going through. And you have one of those times where you want to say something to someone, but you just never know what to say. You know one who does? The Lord. He knows exactly what to give them. Exactly when they need to give it to them, when they need it, what they need, how they need it. That's the one that we're here to pray to tonight. That's the one that we're coming to ask for help tonight. Not one that can only go so far for us. Not one that can say, I've laid out a plan for you. Now you execute it. I'm pretty good designer of it, but I couldn't get it all the way. No, we've got a God that we serve that take care of it all. And he says, that's the strength that I'm going to give you. That's the strength that you're going to have, that you're going to be able to go out there. Why? Because this world is not easy. This world, we can all come in here with smiles. We can all come in here all, you know, how many times have you come into church? You left your house, you drove to church, you were upset. Everything seemed like at the house, like it was all falling apart. You get to church and your smiles and you're from one ear to the other. And you're like, yeah, everything's good. Yeah, how you doing? Yeah. We don't know what's going on, but the Lord does. The Lord knows what we need. He can see it. He knows how it's going. When we come in here, we don't have to fake it. If we need prayers, we can be in that and we can ask and say, pray for me. Pray for this family that lost a loved one. Pray for this person. I used to think that it was something that I was like, man, this takes forever. You know, how long the part of the service when they ask for public prayer, like, ooh, this takes a long time. And you know, how long is it going to be? How long do we got? Well, we need to put it out there. We need to put it out for one another, for we can take that and we can say, you know what? I need to try to remember them in my prayer. I need to remember them in my prayer. Why? Because I want everybody praying for me that can pray for me. I want everybody as saying, pray for me. I know that I've had so many people talking about us going up when I went up to Cleveland, and then we were going to go up again next month that got canceled, but everyone said, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. That's not just nothing. You know who they're praying to? They're praying to a God that can take care of it all. Amen. They're praying to a God that can say, you know what? We just take these seizures away from you and it'd be done. If he wanted to, that could happen. The doctors can't do it. No matter how smart that guy is that I talked to, that doctor, he can't do that. He's got to be able to have something to, he's got to execute a plan laid out. The Lord, he can say it's done. He can make the blind see. Amen. The deaf to hear. That's what our Lord, the dead to rise from the dead. That's what our Lord that we're here to pray to tonight, to ask for our help when we are tired, when the life has beat us down, when we feel like we're going through everything. He says, I got strength to give you. He says, I have that for you. You go down another verse and he says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. He says, don't rely on those. On the, you think you're strong enough, you're young enough, you can handle it. How many times when we're young do we feel like we could handle anything that was coming at us? When we're young, we're not too bright when we're young. I mean, you know it. You young people, you'll know. You'll grow up one day and you'll look back and be like, I was not too smart. That's how it is. We've all been there. We all know it. But we feel like we have the strength of anything, that we're not going to faint. We're not going to waver. We're not going to fall. He says, don't rely on that. Why? Because no matter how strong you might think you are, no matter what you think you've got going on, you are still but a sinner and life will beat you down. He says, I am the one. That's where we go to get our strength. And there's this last verse right here. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run, they shall not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This is a hard verse. Any one of the verses that say wait is very hard for me. Waiting is not easy. Waiting, I want to go 100 miles an hour all the time. But the Lord said, he said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We need to wait on the Lord and see the salvation of the Lord. Wait on Him. And He gives us three things right here that He's going to tell you. And these three things that He gives us, be wings as eagles, or we're going to run, or we're going to walk. And when I was thinking about that last night, He knows exactly what one we need when we're going through the situation in which we're going through. Sometimes He's going to give us wings of eagles, that He's going to lift us up above whatever it is that we're battling, that we're fighting, that the weight that is being put down upon us, no matter what, He lifts us up and we go right above it, and we go right past it. We can't do that on our own. We can't get right past it on our own, but the Lord can look down and say, that is too much, and just move us away from it and out of it, and that situation be gone. He says He can give us wings as eagles and lift us up and just take us above it. Take us right out of whatever it is that we're going through. Have you ever been in that situation and you feel like it's just too much, and all of a sudden you feel like you're up and you're out of it and it's gone, and you look around and you're like, what just happened? The Lord gave us wings as eagles and we got out of it. But He also said, you're not going to just get past every trial and tribulation. You're not going to get through every hard time and every weight that's going to be coming upon you. You're not just going to be able to get that and be lifted up and go through it. He says sometimes you're going to have to run and not be weary. You're going to have to run through it. When you say, I just don't think you're going through a battle, you're going through a trial, a tough time. He says, if He doesn't lift us up and take us right out of it, He says, be ready. Sometimes we have to run. Why? Because He tells us over in Philippians, He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Whatever we're looking at, whatever the trial is, whatever, however hard it might be, when you look at someone's situation, you say, I don't think I can make it through that. I don't think I can handle that. And you want us on our own, we can't. I think about ones that lose their spouse. And you all know me. I mean, I lose Laura. We're in trouble. I mean, I don't know what we're doing. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know how you make it. I don't know how you go on. But it's because the Lord hasn't blessed me to need that yet. But the thing that I do know is if, Lord willing, that ever came to that, He has that strength to give me. He has the strength to give us something that when we look at it from the outside, we're like, I don't know how they can handle that. I don't know how they can make it through that. There's no way I can make it through that. No, we can on our own. But the way that they're making it through it is because they got God's strength that's taking them right through it. And you know what they're able to do? Run right through it. Run right through it. Not limp through it. He didn't say they're going to have to. He says to make sure that they run and not be weary. That's the God that we're here to serve tonight. That's the one that we're here to pray to tonight for all these families, that He would bless them with a strength that they can run through the battle in which they're in and not be weary. And not every time can you run. Because then he puts it on here, he says, and they shall walk and not faint. I think about that when they walk and not faint. Anytime I walk anywhere, I walk faster than everybody else that's around me. And it's probably because I'm from up north and y'all are from down here. And you move slow and we move fast where I'm from. But I'm all the time, I have to tell people, come on, let's go. And they're like, you're like running. And I'm like, no, let's go. I'm walking. This is walking. Sometimes we have to walk slow and we got to wait on the Lord and look to Him. And when it's hard, we slow down. And what do we go to? We go to the Word of God and say, show me. Show me where I need to go. Show me what my next steps need to be. we walk in faith. He says, and not faint. This world is not going to get easier. It doesn't let up. It feels like as you get older, you think that you, when you're younger, everything seems like it's big. You get older, you're like, okay, we've got this. And then all of a sudden, things start to, real life hits, right? And you've got all these different things you have to make decisions on. You've got to pay bills. You've got friends that are starting to pass away. You've got things, you got kids. Then kids, they can cause you headaches. They can cause you pain, grief, you name it. But the Lord said, He can give us strength to get through it all. Not my strength. Not my plan. Not my execution. But He, remember, in the start of this chapter, He said He's going to start with comfort. He goes to the Word of God, and He goes with the greatness of God. And He says, and make sure when He gets down at the end of this chapter, He says, when you need strength, you come to Me. You come to Me because that's where the comfort is. Where do you go? You go to the Word of God because that's going to lay us out what we need to look to and how we need to do it. He says, when you start to doubt, when you start to try to figure out, can God really handle this? He says, I want you to know who I am and who it is you're praying to. I have no beginning. I have no end. I'm above everything else. I am. I am. He said, well, who sent you? I am that I am. That's who it is. That's how great our God is. When we are facing battles, when we are facing hard times, whatever it is that you're facing, when we go out there this week, like I said, we all can come to church and put on smiles. We can put on happy faces. And those are great times when they are happy faces. But we can put them on when we need prayers of others, when we need help from the Lord. What we need to do is stop and ask for help. Wait on the Lord. And when we have the opportunity to have a chance to have someone pray for us, we stop and say, pray for us. They don't need to know everything, because the one that we're praying to, He says that you can't search His understanding. He knows it all. The Lord laid it out and said, they don't need to know everything. They just need to know that they're praying for you, to the one that knows it all, that can handle everything. That's how great of a God we have. May the Lord bless you.